Now time for our Troy Locker Room chat here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Salmon joined by the Trojans girls basketball coach. That is Derek Jasper. Brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinzie Farms, and Exchange Bank. Trojans playing some good basketball here. Really, since the TVL tournament, we'll dive into that momentarily. But, Coach, another win last night at home. A good one against Axtell, 43-32. Just an overall thought and takeaway from that one.
Yeah, I mean, Axtell's going to be an up-and-coming team. They're going to be really good in a year or two, and they're really good now, too. Their zone gave us fits for the first three quarters. You know, we had trouble. We weren't making shots. They beat us up on the glass a little bit with their size, but we were down two, close game all the way. Start fourth quarter, we're down two, and I think we scored the first 10 points of that quarter, and we end up winning the fourth quarter 19-6. So a good time to wake up, a good time to start seeing the ball go in the hole. You know, I've heard our zone offense isn't very good, but, man, it looked good in the fourth quarter when we're banging in three-pointers and getting the ball in the paint like we're supposed to be doing, and that led to that 19-6 fourth quarter and then the 11-point win. So a great win at home on senior night, a good bounce back win after we lost at Frankfurt last Friday. You know, a lot of people, I think, thought we didn't play very good at Frankfurt because we ended up getting beat by 21. Well, we played some pretty decent basketball for 3.5 quarters. I think we were within 5, and then they just really tightened everything up and stifled us. And I don't know who could have beat Frankfurt that night. They made 50% of their shots, made 8 out of 14 from 3, and then we didn't score in the fourth quarter, and that was the best defense we've probably seen all year from them. So it wasn't that we played that bad. Frankfurt was just really good that night.
Well, you want to be playing your best basketball here at this point in the season. You guys are playing well. Nice little stretch here, 5-2 over your last 7. You mentioned Friday's loss at Frankfurt. Again, much closer than the score indicated, and the only other loss in that span, number 3 ranking, Centralia. Of course, a team that's right now just playing as good as anybody in the state, and that was a 6-point game. So you look at how your team is playing now, 3 games left. We'll talk about that in a moment, but do you feel like your team is as close as they can be to playing their best ball? What needs to improve? What would you like to see improve? Just in that aspect, what do you see here from your team down the stretch?
Yeah, playing really good basketball, and certainly at times we still need to be consistent. Like I said, we had that 0-point fourth quarter out of Frankfurt. We're capable of having those, you know. We had a 5-point quarter against Frankfurt, and we had a 6 or 7-point quarter last night. We can't have those stretches, you know, when we get down here in the stretch run here towards the end of the season. We need to be a little more consistent with our scoring in the game. Our defense has kind of been good for us, pretty steady for us, but every once in a while we have some lapses on defense too. So just consistency and that intensity and energy throughout a whole game. We should be to the point now where conditioning is not a problem. We should be able to play full games with full energy, and that we're getting a little bit of production off the bench too. And it's just a matter of, you know, we're getting some help from some of our other starters now. You know, everybody knows about Harper Weststein, but we're getting Allie Franken, Emerson Weber, Carly Grable, Gracie Grable, our other starters starting to get some confidence shooting the ball and giving us, you know, just giving us those 7-8 points a game. Allie Franken's been over 10 a couple games here in a row now, or at least a couple out of the last 3 or 4. So getting that consistency from everyone scoring, getting a little better balance, and just, you know, when the ball goes in the hole, everything looks good. And sometimes we're not going to be making shots, but we just hope down the stretch that we are playing our best basketball.
Finally, Coach, just a few games left here in the regular season. Friday, you go to Hanover. You get a makeup game, quick turnaround Monday against Onega, and then Donovan West on Tuesday. So you'll play back-to-back Monday, Tuesday. But Friday, again, 3 games in 5 days, and it starts with another top-tier team. You've seen Frankfurt and Centralia recently, and then now you get a really good team once again in Hanover. What's the scouting report look like for the Wildcats?
Yeah, 3 games, you know, with not really any practices in between, maybe a little shoot around Sunday. But Hanover first on Friday, and this is our last long trip of the year, kind of our last long trip in the Twin Valley League, because won't be in there next year. And man, Hanover, I they're really good. And some people thought maybe they'd be a little bit down from what they have been, but I just don't see it. I mean, they put up 83 points against Washington County last night and beat them by like 50. A Washington County team that is a good basketball team, and so boy, they must be really hitting their stride. Good size on the inside, good shooting on the outside. Going to be a really tough matchup for us, plus a long road trip. But we'll kind of see again where we're at. I mean, I know you get tired of hearing this, but the girls' league is so good this year in the Twin Valley. I mean, I think we're like the seventh best team right now, ranked seventh in the standings, and I think we're pretty good. And my, it's just a battle every night. And man, it's going to make you better for the postseason, though. So again, a good test for us on Friday, and then we come back two home games in that last week. Onega and D West will be tough games back to back for us, also. So never any rest for us.
No doubt about it. That is Troy girls basketball coach Derek Jasberg, and brought to you by Anderson Meats, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farms, and Exchange Bank. Again, a road trip to Hanover Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Onega and Donovan West to wrap up the regular season before Substate. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, Brandon, glad you're back. I hope you're feeling better, and good to talk to you again.